Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, before we begin, wasn't last week's episode so fun? I really love my friend Seth. Kind of have a bromance going on. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But we had so much fun on last week's episode, and I can't wait for our next guest to come on in the next couple of weeks. But before we begin with this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, as we continue the lessons that I've learned and things that I want to share with you, just have a few announcements and a few things that I'd like you to do, or at least request that you do. Before you move on. Now, of course, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago and last week as well, if you haven't listened to episode number one, the very first episode of this podcast where we kind of cast some vision about where we want to go, please listen to that. I'm not going to say that every single week just because we're going to get into a rhythm and things are going to be pretty standard as we continue on this journey. But since we're so early in the podcast itself, I want you to make sure that you're on board with the vision as you continue along the path with me. So please check out episode number one. Make sure you understand what's going on around here so that you can be a part of this community, engaged with our friends, and you can learn and grow from it. Number two, hey, make sure that you are also subscribed to the podcast. Now, different platforms have different ways to get the podcast delivered to your inbox or give you a notification every time that an episode drops. So if you're on a platform that allows you to follow, click that follow button. If there's a plus sign, hit the plus sign, subscribe, do whatever you need to if you are enjoying this podcast to get every new episode that we drop each week in your inbox. Now, this week is a fun episode. It's something that I'm still learning, as I mention a little bit later on. It's a lesson that I learned about very early on. I'm still learning, and I'm sure that it's something that I will learn for years and years to come. So I hope you're ready. Let's get started.
As I've mentioned from the get-go, I learned a lot of these lessons that we talk about and the things that we discuss week in and week out while I was serving in ministry. I was a student pastor for roughly 10 years, and I learned a lot of these things the hard way. And if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this, that's okay. I want you to press on and push through, especially this episode specifically, because we're going to be drawing from the main piece of information and the main guidebook that us Christians, those who follow Jesus, use in order to get through life. So if you are a Christian, this is going to make sense. This is going to hit home. If not, then keep listening. I promise you, we will get to a point where you can take this home, write it down, and be able to live it out, even if you are not following the same beliefs that I do. So one of the biggest lessons that I have learned, and I'm still learning it to be completely honest, so a lot of what we're going to be saying today is something that I have to look at myself in the mirror before I ever step foot out of my front door and say, hey, remember to do this. And that lesson that I've learned, that I'm still learning, that I want to talk about today is don't be afraid to ask for help. Now, if you, like I had mentioned, are a believer, you are a Christian, you do follow Jesus, and you've learned anything about the Bible and the text that we use in order to draw inspiration, admonition, teaching, guidance, anything that gets us through our daily life. If you've learned anything about how to read the Bible, there are two ways that you can look at scripture, either as descriptive, just like if you were to read a novel and you see the plot thicken and lay out and the author set the scene and describe what's going on. And then there's prescriptive, which is just like if you were to receive a prescription from a doctor, hey, do this, hey, take this. Those are the two types of texts that we encounter. For the most part, we could go into a deeper lesson on this at another time. This is not the place for that, though. But the two main pieces of text types that we encounter when we read the Bible are descriptive and prescriptive. Now, we will be looking and drawing the main basis for don't be afraid to ask for help from a prescriptive passage in Luke 18. This is from the Christian Standard Bible. As he approached Jericho, Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Other texts will say his name, Bartimaeus. Hearing a crowd passing by, he inquired what was happening. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, they told him. So he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those in front of him told him to keep quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. When he came closer, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. Receive your sight, Jesus told him. Your faith has saved you. Instantly he could see, and he began to follow him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So just a few things to point out here really quick before we expand this and get to the lesson that we want to talk about. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So this blind man, he has been living his life begging. There's a lot of cultural context around that. There's a lot of things to talk about if we were in a sermon setting or a true Bible study setting. But when Jesus is passing by, he's not even like trying to go towards this blind man. He's actually on a mission, which if you are a believer, you know that that mission is to get to Jerusalem to essentially be arrested and crucified so that we could have life. That's another thing that if you want to talk about that, I would be more than happy to have a one-on-one discussion with you. But what happens when Jesus is passing by this blind man? The blind man's first inclination is not to say, hey, I know how to heal myself. I know how to get better. There are three easy steps that I need to take in order to get to health and 100% and being in the right and whatever you want to say. He did not say, I know what to do. The first thing that this blind man did was, hey, have mercy on me. Help me because I know that you know what you're doing. That'd be a simplified and really distilled way to look at it. But in all actuality, that is exactly what this blind man is doing. He's asking someone who knows what they're doing and has the answer to help him. And what does Jesus do in this situation? He turns, he heals them. Now, like I said, there's a lot of implications here. This blind man had one way of life that he was very comfortable with. He probably was in his 30s and 40s. And in that culture, when you're that age, you're expected to be doing what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, essentially. And since he was blind, he couldn't work. All he could do was beg. So he's really stepping out of his comfort zone here and saying, hey, I've been doing this all of my life. By me asking you for help, this is going to change things for me. And it's going to mean that I'm going to have to do something about what you answer me with. So let's step one step forward and let's see how this turns into don't be afraid to ask for help. Many times in our lives, when we encounter a problem or encounter a situation, instead of, especially as a leader, instead of trying to display vulnerability and humility in that situation, our natural inclination, whether you realize it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, is to puff out our chests metaphorically and say, hey, I can do this. I've been put in this position of leadership. I know that I can handle this. And that is true because obviously someone saw something in you and they believe that you have the ability to rise to the occasion. But when we encounter something that really we don't know what to do to overcome this, instead of puffing out our chest, trying to muscle our way through it, get clunkier along the way and end up having to potentially backtrack once we figure out, hey, we're doing this wrong and try to redo it. Instead of doing that, the easiest way to ensure success is to say, hey, I need some help. Whether that be going to your leader or going to someone on your team who is a subject matter expert or someone in your life, even if they don't work at your organization, and just saying, hey guys, I need some help here. I don't have the answer to this. I don't know the answer to this, and I think that you do. Now that is stepping out of your comfort zone. That's stepping out of my comfort zone, absolutely, because I am not someone who enjoys asking for help. Through the course of many events and things over my life, I have a hard time saying, hey friend, hey leader, I'm struggling and I need some help here. So, like we mentioned with the blind man, him asking for help means that he has to do something as a result of receiving the help. When you ask for help, when you get an answer to that question you may not know, or you have extended beyond your ability in a situation and you need someone to come in and help, whether that be on a project or just simply lifting boxes, moving things. It doesn't have to be super deep, but it can be practical nonetheless. When you receive the help that you are asking for, you are ultimately presented with the opportunity to either do something about it and follow through into something unknown because now you have an answer and you can press forward, or you can choose to stick with what you were doing. Maybe now that you have this knowledge, you can avoid some problems and heartaches along the way, but now you're just going to keep pressing forward in the thing, in the project, in the act that you would have done if you wouldn't have asked for help and get twisted along the way. Obviously, there are two outcomes. You know, when you choose to act with the help that you have received, you will grow. When you choose to ignore the help that you have received, you won't. And in this case, in the example that we looked at, as I mentioned earlier, this guy, he was not a young guy. He had been begging for years and years and years, and that was his sole source of income. When he was younger, because he was blind, he didn't have the opportunity to either become a rabbi or a priest in that culture. He didn't have the ability to learn his father's trade. At this point, his family had probably disowned him and said, "Hey, you're worthless to us." So he had to resort to begging on the street. Now, the obstacle that was in front of him to having a normal life was his disability and was his lack of sight. And when he asked for help, "Hey, Jesus, have mercy on me and help me," he knew that he had to do something as a result of receiving this help. And we see that he got up from where he was and followed Jesus. His action upon the help that he received, his response to the miracle, to the interjection of someone else into his situation, shows us that what we have to do when we ask for help is not just sit there in the situation where we originally were and try to make excuses for the knowledge that we now have and don't want to apply. What we have to do now is we have to proceed in that same vein of, "You've given me this answer. I may not know what this means for the situation, but I'm going to press on and press forward and do something about it." So how do we apply this concept of don't be afraid to ask questions? Well, there's two real main applications that I want to hammer home and present to you as we land this plane. One is for the one who is already leading. Two is for the one who has yet to lead. Whether you used to lead and are waiting for another position of leadership or situation to lead in, or you feel like you have something to offer in a leadership role and have not been given that just yet. So, number one, if you are a leader leading a team of people, you have not encountered a situation yet or are in kind of that valley before the mountain begins of you need to gather some information that you don't know. In this time period of quote unquote peace, ask your team members, the people who you work with day in and day out and who look to you for direction and discipline and charge, ask them, "Hey, what do you know?" Now, you don't have to directly ask them, "Hey, what do you know?" because that's a pretty hard question to ask and answer on the spot. Get to know your team members' strengths, whether that be sitting down with them in one-on-one settings or getting to know them over lunch. Do something to figure out what you know they can do. Do something to figure out what their strengths are, where they excel in, where they have some experience or a desire to learn more. What those areas are will come into play when you go from that valley where things are peaceful up to the mountain where you're gonna need to do hard work. Now, it is important to know what your team members are excited about and interested in, because yes, they may not know something about it now, but if they have the drive and the desire to learn more, then you can ultimately expect that they're going to learn something about it when you start to call that out in them. So for instance, if you have someone who is very interested in technical support on your team, you can almost expect that they're going to, over the course of the next month, couple days, couple weeks. You get the picture. You can almost expect that they're going to try to learn more about this specific interest that they have. And then when the time comes for a need for technical support specifically on your team, you know that you can look to them because you can trust based on their drive and desire that they're going to have put in the work to learn something about it. So like I said, if you are a leader listening to this in this peacetime where you don't have the thing that you need answers to, get to know your team, know what they like, know what they're interested in, figure out how to play on their strengths as that mountain comes from that valley of peace. Now, if you're an aspiring leader, whether like I had mentioned, you used to be in a leadership position and are in a position now where you're waiting for the next opportunity, or you recently got interested in leadership, you've been interested in leadership for a while, whatever it may be time frame wise, and you are just waiting for your time to come. The way that you can employ this idea of don't be afraid to ask questions now, where you are in more of a follower role, is when you encounter something that doesn't make sense, start practicing that. You might be a passive observer of a situation, whether it be your coworker, your teammate is dealing or fixing a situation, and you want to know more about how they're going to do that, how they came to that conclusion and that desired end through their plan, ask that question. This is the practice time before the game, if that makes sense. So be curious. Ask questions of your teammates, whether they sit right next to you or they might be in your vicinity and you hear or overhear them talking to a customer or another teammate about a problem-solving situation. Just listen and figure out how they did that so that when the time comes for you to lead and press play on a situation that might be a little bit harder and you need to ask other people questions in order to succeed, you've already started building in that discipline. Just like working out, those muscles that you exercise get stronger. And then when the time comes to apply what you've done, whether it be having to chase a dog or chase a kid, depending on your situation that might have gotten away from you, you're not left with unexercised and undisciplined muscles. That's the same situation for when you are going to lead. If you want to be a leader, practice qualities that get you into the rhythm of leadership. So that's what I've got this week for you. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Get to know the people on your team if you're a leader and ask them what they're interested in. If you're an aspiring leader, ask questions about what you hear for those people around you. Now, that's a big thing to do. I know it's a simple concept. It's not easy, but just like the example with exercising, the more that you do it, the more comfortable you become with it. That's all I've got this week. Like I said, have a great week. And remember, your everyday matters.
Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.